Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
McMichael played it across. That shot goes wide, and Tarasenko scoops it up for Minnesota. Tarasenko drags to the backhand, centers, Yurov scores!
Courtesy of FanDuel Sportsnet. Caps lose last night 4-0. I just turned away from it. As Joe said, they lost 4 out of the last 5 now. And they can't score. Giving up 5 is a lot, but they can't score either.
Yeah, I still think they're going to be all right. They surprised me. They surprised me last season. They surprised me this year. You got to realize, as much as they were on a bit of a skid here, they're really not. I mean, you know, you're talking about a team that's, what, 6-2-2 in the last 10. So they lost 3 in a row. But it's more than that. They're only, you know, they're a point behind the Islanders. They're tied with the Flyers. They're 40 points. Islanders have 41. Hurricanes leading the division with 44. And think about how, you know, the NHL's going now. Like, the Red Wings are back in first place in the Atlantic. They have 41 points. So the Caps are still playing really good hockey. So I really have a lot of faith in them this season. Because that division is, the Hurricanes have been the class of, I think, the Metropolitan for a couple of years. The Rangers having a down year, the Blue Jacks, the Devils, all of them, they're just not playing well. And the Flyers have come on as a young team. They really kind of turned things around where they're relevant again, also at 40 points, you know, tied with the Caps.
What's going on with the Rangers?
The Rangers are just, they're struggling terribly.
They're not scoring.
No, they're having a lot of trouble. Like,
they have 89 goals.
Yeah.
In 35 games.
Yeah.
The Hurricanes in 32 games have 108 goals.
And Jonathan Quick is playing really out of his mind. He's playing really well. Just they're not scoring. But you hit it on the head because, you know, you look at most other teams. You look at some of the, you know, teams of like the Avalanche and the Stars. And they're all 133 goals, 115. Yeah. The Hurricanes, 108. 89? It's, you know, pretty much the worst. Not quite. It's too, you know, the Blues are fewer, the Flames, but that's not going to cut it.
The
man.
Kings are fewer, but the Kings have only given up 86 goals.
The Kings are actually surprised. The West Coast has some good teams this year. It's just, it's really counterintuitive. You just wouldn't think that, but yeah. So you got that, and the 1,000-point mark was reached last night by Leon Draisaitl.
Yes, sir.
Just thought we should mention that because he's, you know, if you're not an avid hockey fan, you know who he is. He plays with Connor McDavid, the Edmonton Oilers. The two of them are, you know, in the top whatever for points scored every year. Great offense, just can't seem to get it over the hump. they just can't. You know, they go to the Panthers have been their kryptonite, so they still haven't gotten the Stanley Cup in recent history. It was also weird because, well, he's the fourth fastest player, active player in NFL history, reached 1,000 points. He got in the first period last year. He had 4 assists. But it's weird because they traded to the Penguins. The Oilers and the Penguins just traded. For Tristan Jarry and Skinner were traded as goaltenders, and they faced each other. First time it's ever happened in NHL history where an even swap like that faced each other the next week, and he scored his 1,000-point thing against his teammate, former teammate. So a little odd. But I think one of the oddest things, if that I wanted to talk about, running out of time here, but I do want to mention it, is there's an article that was written, and when I saw it at first, I'm like, nah, like, yeah, that's like, you know, it was the Alonzo Mourning gif. Like, yeah, no, I'm, yeah, I see it. And I'm talking about the best rivalry in hockey right now, because there's always traditional rivalries. You know, you're talking about the Caps, Penguins, Canadians, Bruins, Blackhawks, you know, the Red Wings. But right now, it seems like the best battle in the NHL continues. They played Monday night, so I couldn't talk about it then. We didn't talk any hockey because Monday morning quarterback. But I'm talking about the Lightning and the Panthers.
Yeah, I knew you were going to Florida.
Yeah, because it's the least likely place you'd think would be hockey town. But it's just, it's really, really odd. And you look at this since 2020, the last 6 Stanley Cups. They've got 4 of them. Mm. Tampa Bay won in 20 and 21. Colorado won in 22. Las Vegas, 23. Then Florida won the last 2 years, 24, 25. And the only 2 years that the Florida team did not win the Stanley Cup, they're the ones that lost in the Stanley Cup final. Because the Lightning lost to the Avalanche in 22, and the Panthers lost to the Golden Knights in 23. Mm-hmm. So they've been in. One of the teams from Florida has been in the Stanley Cup final every year for the last 6 years. And then they kind of didn't really, I don't know how to say, hate each other. Because they were kind of irrelevant, you know, at the time. Because nobody took the hockey seriously in Florida. The Panthers won. They went to a cup like the third year in the league. They came in a year apart, the Lightning and the Panthers. And nobody would pay that much until the Lightning won the Stanley Cup in the early 2000s.
Right.
Then it becomes popular. Now when you go down, you go to Tampa frequently, you see there's Lightning stuff everywhere. The buildings, the shopping malls, everything's decorated with the Lightning bolt. And it's kind of cool. And now it's devolved into a pretty ugly, bloody, and nasty rivalry, literally, when they face each other now, because who eliminates who? You know, the Lightning eliminated the Panthers a couple of years ago for Stanley Cup, and vice versa. It goes back and forth. But now there was a game, I don't know if you remember this game, in the preseason this year, 2 games, a combined 508 penalty minutes.
In preseason?
Yeah, and 26 misconduct.
That's so-called setting the stage.
They were just literally beating the crap out of each other. Like just, I mean, wild. Like it looked like a barroom brawl on the ice. 508 penalty minutes. So many people, there's so many ejections that they didn't even know who got ejected because one of the players, Nico Mikola, gets ejected, doesn't leave, and assists on a goal that had to be called back upon review because he wasn't supposed to be there. He was supposed to be out of the game. It was just, it's been crazy though. But it's definitely one of the most bitter rivalries in hockey. It's not slowing down because they're both still good this year. And I do think it's kind of funny. The Panthers won the game on Monday night, by the way.
Ed, thank you very much, my friend. Ralph Russo joins us at 8 o'clock. But Ed, who gets your shovel this morning?
Oh, I hate doing this. I'm going to give it to somebody encountered yesterday. And I guarantee you've had the same problems. It's what's going on right now outside.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, shovel of wisdom time. For me, it's going to be weather-related. I'd hate to do this because I know we just talked about it a little bit earlier. But, folks, stop being such a lazy, you know. We had a couple inches of snow. No big deal. It's really not a huge burden to clean off your car. Mm. But it is a safety issue.
Yeah, it is.
Because I got hit with a chunk yesterday. I guess because the snow had melted. It'll probably melted a bit and then refroze. Just take a second. I mean, I saw a guy driving, and this is no joke. It was on Seminary. He had brushed the snow off his windshield. Not another section of the car. Not the side windows, not the roof, not the hood. He just brushed off his windshield.
So that's not just your safety. That's his too.
Yeah.
Blind spots and everything.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. Between the ice flying off people's cars because they won't just, you know, clean off their car. And guys like that. And then, of course, the people that think you can still do the speed limit when it's, you know, there's ice on the roads and stuff, and you wonder why you have problems. Anyway, smart enough people.
My shovel goes to the customer that just can't be satisfied. Listen, let me say this to you guys, you servers out here, you restaurant workers, God bless you. I can't tell you how many times, Ed, now I've seen, you know, no matter what you bring, it's not prepared right.
Yeah.
What you want a mixed drink? It's you wanted this. Add a little more this to that. Add a little more that to that. How about you get your ass back there and make it yourself? It's just, and I hate to say it, and I'm gonna make some enemies. Majority of the time is women. Just
I would say the overwhelming majority.
You just can't. Yeah, it's almost like you went there to have an attitude today. It, like nothing that this server is gonna do for you is gonna be good enough for you today. You're shut up. How about just go home and make it yourself?
Well, it's funny you said it because one of the things that drives me crazy is when you're out and someone has to reconstruct the entire entree that they want.
Yes.
That's not even the meal anymore.
It's not the meal.
That's not the meal that's on the menu. So just order something else. Or just, can't you? And the people that do this do it every time they go eat. I'm not going to reveal any names, but I may have married one of these people. Every time you go out, it's like whatever's on the menu has got to be tweaked, polished. Could, you know, added, subtracted. Like, can I have this instead of that? Can we do it without this? Because it's just...
You know I'm not good on mixed drinks.
Drinks are the same thing.
But yes. Literally, a couple of months ago, Joe, the lady at the bar ordered a mixed drink. I don't remember what it was called. I don't. So I'm kind of killing the story. She wanted the bartender to take this out, put this in, and add that. The bartender said, well, that's not that. It's called something else.
Right, yes.
So the lady said, I don't want that. I want this. She said, okay, but what you just described is a different drink. Well, I don't want that drink. Well, okay. The bartender finally said, okay.
Yeah, you have to.
So she got it, and I was there long enough. The lady left, and she looked at me. She Googled. She said, what did she ask for? And she turned the phone around. That's what it's called. Yeah. It's akin to the day that I went to a restaurant and I told the lady I wanted corned beef on rye with mustard. Uh-huh. We don't serve that. What do you mean? On your menu it says you have Reuben. Yeah, but we don't serve. I said, so I can't have corn. She said, you can have that, but just ask for a Reuben without
cheese, whatever, sauerkraut.
And Michael Scott said he made up a new drink called Orange Vodjuska. It's just a screwdriver.
So you tell me you don't have corned beef on rye with mustard, but you want me to ask for it as a Reuben with... I said, okay, ma'am. All right. That's fine. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Brian. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Not much, man. What's going on with you?
All right. Hey, look, I was trying to get through Monday. My shovel is a literal shovel to the Cincinnati Bengals organization.
Why is that?
Because I've been hearing that they did not clear all the seats as far as the snow off the seats.
I heard that.
Whatever. They cleared the aisles, but they said you can easily wipe the snow. Man, what a cheapskate organization.
Wait, Mike, can I add something, Mike? Mike, so you don't remember years ago when the Lions came to town and they asked fans to come in and clean out the stands? You don't remember? Okay, so what's the
they do that in Green Bay.
What's the difference?
Yeah. The fans actually clean the seats off.
What's the difference?
I don't know. We're not known as a food.
No, when the Lions came here. And the Bills, fans, Joe just added to the Bills do it too. Yeah. So what's the difference, Mike?
The NFL got fined. The NFL fined them.
Who?
Yeah,
they fine the Bengals. It's against league rules not to clean off the seats.
I understand that, but when they ask fans to come in and do it, my question is, what's the difference?
Oh, they're paying.
They pay them like $10 an hour or something like that, or give them free tickets.
Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, welcome back, Rob.
Thank you, sir. Good to be back.
Welcome. Should the Ravens commit to the run and test the Patriots' defense this week? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. The answer to your question is yes, they should. But can I take it one step further, Ed?
Mm-hmm.
They should do that next week. They should do that the week after next.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? Lamar's not healthy. He's not healthy, so stop asking him to do the things that he does when he's healthy. Run the football. Do that. Run the football.
The only good news with him is he had the second highest speed this week since week one. They clocked him like 19 miles an hour. And
that's second highest.
Well, because he was over 20.
I know, I'm just saying. Yeah. That's how ridiculous you
were. Yes. Yeah.
He went 19 miles an hour. Yeah, I'll get there.
Yes. Well, he will get there. But I think that's a good sign where he's feeling more confident and, you know, actually accelerating the way he used to.
Let's go to another Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Michael?
Morning, guys. I just want to give my shovel to the Bengals organization also. So I went to the game on Sunday, and their club level is trash. I'm too old to be sitting in the cold, and I was wearing gloves and hand warmers and stuff.
You were in club level? Were you still wearing gloves?
I was inside in club level wearing gloves and hand warmers, and you could see the breath coming out of my mouth because it was so cold.
Wow.
Terrible.
Wow.
Well, you know,
not a surprise, though.
Being that as a friend, let me ask you a question. If you had a McDonald's franchise and you go in and they constantly don't have Big Macs, we all agree that the Big Mac is the signature meal, and they constantly didn't have Big Macs, wouldn't the people who run McDonald's eventually say, listen, either you're going to have our meals or you're going to have to shut down?
Yeah.
When is the NFL going to tell the Bengals, listen, you're going to either operate like an NFL team, or we're going to force you out and get new ownership.
Mm-hmm. And they might. Who knows? I mean, it's notoriously bad, even for their own players. The fans, one thing, when they clean the seats off and all the other things they do. But I remember years back where they were having training camp in facilities that were really subpar. Mm-hmm. Like you know, no air conditioning and crummy rooms. And nah, you're an NFL franchise, man.
So I didn't know teams paid fans for that. That's that. Then that hats off of that. You pay fans to come do snoops.
They get minimum. It's like minimum wage, but they get money.
Don't matter.
Yeah,
don't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
Go out and clean some snow up for your team. Yeah. You get a couple of dollars.
It's
kind of
fun. You know, if you're up for it.
Think about it. If you
get a bunch of your friends.
If you got tickets for that game, that's beer money.
Yeah.
Well, half a beer. That was split beer. 410-583-1057. Ralph Russo joins us. Talk some college football. The playoffs begin Friday. But on the other side, we're talking Orioles baseball. Lots of rumors about trades and free agent signings. Some fans are wondering, well, we don't talk extensions. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Lots of rumors surrounding the Baltimore Orioles. They've done some things in the offseason. Definitely improved that roster, the lineup, the bullpen. Next step is to improve the rotation. But with all the talks of trades and free agent signings, Ed, some are asking, why has there been nothing said about contract extensions? Are you one of those people?
No.
Why not? I think I know the answer, but I want to hear it.
Well, I think this, you got to prioritize what you're doing. And right now, there's some holes to fill. And they already gave Basayo an extension.
Yep.
So, I mean, and I think guys who... somebody want to test free agency anyway, depending on how they play. So we'll see. It takes two. I don't know who doesn't want to be extended, who wants to test the market. I don't know. But it doesn't particularly alarm me. And I do think there are more pressing needs right now. Like, we still need starting pitcher or two. Because they've done a lot. They've done a whole lot. But they're not done yet.
Okay, if you're Gunnar Henderson,
mm-hmm.
do we all agree, join me on this, Joe, that we had holes in the rotation? Am I right? Do we agree on that? You had holes in the bullpen. You had holes in your lineup, your 1-9. So if you're Gunnar Henderson, don't you want to see the team spend money on that before you extend? I'm Gunnar Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
When I hit free agency, I can sign anywhere that has a hole. And if they don't have one, if I want to sign there, they'll make one for me. So number one, you have to get the team to the point. Gunnar Henderson said it. You guys don't listen. He said it last summer. I want to make sure we're winning. I want to play where they're winning. I want to play for a winner. He said that. So if I'm Gunnar Henderson, I'm not extended anywhere that hasn't proven to me that they're going to spend some money to keep things going. That was Manny Machado's biggest problem. Yeah, you'll spend money on me, but what about the pieces around me?
Yeah.
What's going to be around me?
Right.
So if I'm Gunnar Henderson, fine. I know what you want to offer me. I'm good with that. You're going to offer me the same thing everybody else is going to offer me. That's no big deal there. But what are you putting around me?
Mm-hmm.
So the Orioles, as you said, I think we're saying the same thing, their needs were to put things around Gunnar, were to put things around Jackson Holliday to make them want to extend. I don't think they're going to extend anyway, but I think you can get them in free agency if you put a winner around them. These guys are close to generational talents, man.
Absolutely they are.
You're not going to offer them anything that anybody else isn't going to offer.
That's a good, well, I like the way you put that because that's true. It's like, all this stuff sounds great. They're going to get it anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. What are you doing? Yeah.
I don't want to be Mike Trout.
No.
Well, mm-hmm. You pay me a boatload of money. Back up a Brinks truck for me, baby.
Yeah.
But you're putting, who's my rotation? You gave me nothing. You gave me, it's me and Shohei. That's only two spots in the batting order. Who's pitching today? Who's coming out of the bullpen? Who's batting leadoff? What are my defensive guys? You didn't have those things. Yep. And you lost. You wasted all those Mike Trout years. You wasted them because you had nothing. Of course, his injuries didn't help. But still, so if I'm Gunnar, man, show me the money you give it to others, not just to me, because I'm going to get paid regardless. So my expectations, Joe, were not for them to extend anybody right now. So I'm not disappointed in asking the question.
He still has three standard arbitration years, possibly four. You got to see what Kyle Tucker's going to get. You got to see what Bo Bichette might get from another team. I mean,
so with all these guys in front of me, why am I jumping the gun?
There's no reason. I mean, I think it's a good sign that the Orioles got a deal done with a Scott Boras client.
Right.
I think that's also, I think Pete Alonso could probably, I'm not saying probably, maybe possibly influence.
Well, he's going to.
His decision more of like a, hey, like they worked well with me, that not necessarily on the field kind of thing. I'm saying from off the field standpoint. Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But
Joe, tell me Gunnar Henderson is going to make less than $25 million in arbitration.
I can't tell you that.
Exactly. So why am I in a hurry to sign for $35, $40 million a year when I'm going to make at least $25 in arbitration, not once, not twice, but three times?
It's, it's Gunnar Henderson is not the kind of person that would sign a deal before he needs to. Mm-mm. Samuel Basayo needs, not needs,
yes,
but he's more likely to do something.
You're
like
right,
that.
The first word, needs. You know why? Because Gunnar Henderson was a draft pick.
Yeah, yeah.
Who got bonus baby money.
And just the social impacts of what...
Samuel Basayo was a foreign player who didn't get that.
Yeah, he's not... It's... what other teams have done has created this idea in some Orioles fans' mind that, well, just keep throwing money at them and they'll sign early no matter... Like, that worked for 4 or 5 years, I feel like, with any type of player. Now it's not... feasible.
Gunnar Henderson's dad built a baseball field in his backyard. Come on.
Went to an Alabama prep school with 300 kids.
Come on. Like, come on. Does it sound like he doesn't know where the next meal was coming from growing up? Come on now. And he got millions when he got drafted. And Gunnar Henderson doesn't strike me as the type of guy that's going out and buying a lot of cars and blingage. He did something with the money. There's no need, if I'm advising Gunnar Henderson right now as an Oriole fan, if I'm advising him, he comes to me and says, so they offer me a deal, what do you think? I would say to him, wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Well, this has to be said. It's like a lot of the Dominican players, like Basayo, it's a very poor country.
Yep. And they owe people.
They owe people money.
They got here because somebody helped
them along the way and they expect to be paid. So they're eager to make that deal. It's just a fact.
Ask Ozzy Albies, mm-hmm. who signed that horrible deal. Yeah. Hey, whoever he owes it, I want my money now.
Yeah. Yep.
But I will say, someone like Jordan Westberg or Colton Cowser, you could probably lock them up. I feel like they might be more willing to sign early when I think Gunner's value is high enough now that he understands.
No hurry.
He's a top 10 player. Westberg could be that. I don't really see Colton Cowser being that kind of guy, but I think that he can benefit from having the structure around him to make sure I'm not going anywhere for 4 or 5 years.
Let me throw it back at you. Mr. Elias over there with the headphones on. Why would you extend Colton Cowser now?
That's true.
I'm not extending him right now. I don't know who he is. Is he the second place rookie of the year from 2024? Or is he the one spinning in the batter's box, striking out in 2025? I don't know who he is.
Or just not even on the field.
Exactly. I don't
at all.
I don't want to extend him right now. Westberg, even with the injuries, I extend him now. Let's go out to the phone lines. Wayne and Dundalk. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, good morning, Rob. Good morning, Ed. How you guys doing, man?
Pretty good, man.
A lot of things you hit right on the head, but I agree with you 100%. I don't think it makes any sense to extend him right now. And if you were Gunnar Henderson, do you want to get an extension off a year where you had 17 home runs? You know, I think he wants to wait till he gets a year, 25, 30. I think he's going to have a good year. Jackson Holliday, it wouldn't make sense. You bet like 220, 230. These guys don't want extensions right now. But for the team, it also makes, like, I'm thinking if I was Gunnar Henderson, I'd be, look, man, you guys are spending money on these. I can win a championship in the next 3 years, and I'm still going to get $500 million in a couple years. Do that, too. You know what I mean? You're killing two birds with one stone. And I just think that you got to be smart about it. If everybody wants to win the World Series this year, you can't extend players when you're going out and spending this type of money, unless it's a Cowser or somebody like that. But the best thing, like Joe said, is that the Boras came out and said, for the first time as long as I've been an Orioles fan, is that, hey, the Orioles, you know, Westy called me, Holliday called me, Henderson called me.
and they're all excited just because the Orioles signed Alfonso. So when he gets there and the team starts winning, gets behind him, I think Gunnar Henderson, I think it would be more of a reason to stay in Baltimore, and then you'll have a better chance. But after you guys, have a great day.
All right, man, you too.
Wayne just made him a black dude. He called him Alfonso.
He did call him Alfonso. I thought I heard him wrong for a second.
Pete Alfonso from Compton. Uh, 410-583-1057 is the number. Ralph Russo joins us at 8, but on the other side, speaking of the Orioles, would you say they are the most improved team right now, in the American League? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It seems like we stop at Pete Alonso. That's what the Orioles did this offseason. I know that was the blockbuster move. But we stopped there at Pete Alonso, and we forget about the other moves that this team made, the transaction. We forgot about that, those. We forgot about they went out and got Kittredge. We forgot about they went out and got Ryan Helmsley. We forgot those moves. We forgot they traded for an outfielder as well. My man Tito.
Yep.
They made more than one move. They made multiple moves. And they still hopefully have something to make. And when you look at what the other teams have done, do you think the Orioles are the most improved team so far in the American League?
Absolutely. I think they were the most active and most improved. Look, between Ward and Alonso, they potentially added like 80 home runs to the lineup. Just with those moves alone. I mean, that's not even an exaggeration. You know, Alonso can easily have 40 home runs in this ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you get Kittredge back in kind of a beautiful chess move. You just end up paying cash. You don't have to give up any of your prospects or your young players. Mm-hmm. So you get him back. You pick up a closer. You got Ward. I mean, and now you got someone who I never thought they were going to sign. I thought this was going to be, you know, just a dance they do, and like, oh, the Orioles are involved, they're interested. Ah, he went back to the Mets.
Why would you think they would?
Right, because they haven't.
And day or two before, that's what just happened with the Phillies.
Yes.
He flirted with you, drove the price up, and then Schwarber left. So now you got Alonso out there. Okay, next, let's turn the page to Alonso. Well, it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, I said, oh, they'll make him a real offer, but he's going to stay in New York. Nope. He wanted out, so he's out.
And now he's gone. I mean, what's going on with the Mets, man? Why?
I don't know. You know what's funny?
Great exodus.
I remember I said this in passing a couple of weeks ago before the Alonso thing happened. When we were talking about it, who you wanted, and I wanted Alonso. What I said at the time was, I said, the fact they let Nimmo go,
mm-hmm.
who was a huge fan favorite in New York, very popular guy, longest tenured Met, and they let him go, I was like, there's something up. I bet you Alonso is available. And sure enough, he was. And I was shocked because Edwin Diaz was pissed. He left.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was pissed because you went out and got Devin Williams.
Right. So
I don't understand.
Tweaked him. So he wanted out. This guy's one of the best closers in baseball. He's out. Nimmo's gone. And I was like, man, I can't. And now Alonso's gone to our benefit. But I something's up in New York.
It's weird. They have so much money and nobody wants it.
Yeah. Yes. It's odd.
We've got all this money. We don't want it.
I don't know.
We're going to get it somewhere else. And I don't know if I know you don't watch TikTok. Did you see the Oriole thing with Alonso on TikTok, Joe? When he talked about, he told his wife how Baltimore is the place to go. That's the place where I want to be. He said, I told my wife that. He said, when the offer came, I said, that's it. Let's take this. He was saying how he just thought Baltimore was the place for him to be. Even before he signed the deal. When they came at him with the offer that he wanted, that he thought was fair, it was over with. He didn't even shop around anymore. It kind of makes you wonder, what is being said right now? What's being said? Is it just the money?
I don't know. There's something going on. It's just odd.
Well, can we now officially say that David Rubenstein did not lie when he said we're going to spend money? Can we officially?
Can we finally say that? Yeah.
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 Can you stop being skeptical of that? Let's go out to Johnny, who is in Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. You know why I think people might have forgot all these extra signings?
Why?
Because last year, man, we wanted a veteran in the clubhouse. We wanted a veteran. We wanted a veteran. That was what was keeping us from being able to get over the injuries, and now we got him, and now I think the extras are just going to fall into place. But
Johnny, I don't know if you remember Jeremy Kahn and I getting into that debate last year. I said, listen, you can't just get a bat. You can't just get potential. You got to get someone who's been there before because that guy calms everything down. That's Pete Alonso, who's been there before.
Yep, I agree, Rob. I think that's why the other signings haven't been like a big talk. Because of what we brought in. So that's a good thing.
Hey, thanks a lot, my man. I just think you got to get somebody who's been there before, man.
Yeah.
The quote-unquote adult in the room.
I think it helps a lot. A lot. Someone with a postseason experience. They've been there before, played in big games, especially with a young team. Yeah, I think it's really important.
Pete Alonso can tell you not only what it's like to succeed and get to the postseason, he can also tell you what it is like to collapse and miss the postseason.
Yeah.
And now you add experience. Now, Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman and those guys are now experienced guys. They've been through both, too. I'm excited.
I'm really excited. I maybe said yesterday when you were out with Jeremy. I said, I am truly excited about spring training this year. I can't wait to see this team. Like, there's going to be so many new faces and, like, not guys you don't know. It's going to be weird seeing Pete Alonso out of a Met uniform.
Are they sending us to spring training?
Well, I know whatever.
You said you're going to be excited for spring training. You sending us? They would make a decision while I was out?
We're going to be there one way or the other.
So I didn't want to say that.
So that's happening.
You got a house there, and my other employer will send me there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this hump day Wednesday. Joe, are you excited? You think this team, this organization is moving in the right direction, or this is yet another smokescreen, in your opinion?
Smokescreen. That implies that somebody's trying to hide something from us, though.
Or is this another mirage?
Yes, there you go. Right. I don't think so, but you know, I don't get too high or too low on this kind of stuff.
Nah, sports, man. I let myself get that high.
That's well, what it's but for. See, but you've seen like
that's what it's for.
I've only had one real taste of sustained.
What's your sustained success?
From
2012
to 16.
Okay, that's your sustained success. All right, they got you to the ALCS and swept in four games. That would be a kick in the groin. I agree with that. But for me, I allow sports to take me to that mountaintop, knowing that it could disappoint you. But isn't that what it's about?
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, I don't want to get too high, then why are you watching?
Yeah. I mean, it's the thrill. It's entertainment. It's the thrill. It's feeling like you're part of something. It's all that.
It's about taking a ride with them.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this ride with you. I don't know where we're going. If you crash and burn, we're all going to be heartbroken. But if you succeed, we're all going to be pumped up.
It's all about competing. You go as far as you can. Enjoy the ride. It's like,
and I do love to compete.
Yeah, me too. I've never won a championship. I've been in high school or college. But I loved every minute of it. And I don't regret it.
Yeah. Rich Eisen said the NFL needs the Chiefs to be fun. We'll talk about that at 8:15, but on the other side, college football playoffs begin Friday night. I can't wait. Ralph Russo from The Athletic joins us up next. From The Athletic joins us up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.